That's fantastic to be back, and that's what I'm saying to the lads there. You know, we got turned over in some City League games at the start of the year. A night in particular, I remember we played Clare in the Rock, and we got bit by a point. And to actually think, you know, that night would transpire till the 29th of January, standing in the athletic grounds, and then to be in Croke Park on the 19th. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable for club footballers. It's unbelievable for the likes of guys who have been there before and want to achieve it, because in many respects, three Ulster titles, these boys won all Ireland now.
I mean, it's a real team effort in the terms that those boys work their socks off, not for glory, but to work the ball to the men that can put it over the bar, you know, Connor creating them and Aidan finishing them.
Yeah, and we talked about that, the two inside full forward, and this man will stand by me and respect it. But look at the work of Kieran Gurley out that field. You know, in respect to that man, he's achieved everything in Gaelic football as a club player and as a county player. But his work rate from the first minute to the 60th minute was incredible. And we said that at half time, there wasn't enough of that all over the field. We had to get early ball back into Connor and Aidan. Them's the scoring men. But the work rate out the field, and sometimes the scoring men get a lot of credit. But Aidan Garvin, Niall McWilliams, Andy McWilliams, Dermot Carrick, boys, they get there putting their head in when you wouldn't put your foot. And that's what you need in a day to go.
You worry ahead of the final. I don't like to put a sour note on it, but Callum McWilliams and Stephen Mullen, you know, that's a downside, I suppose.
Well, Stephen Mullen just twisted his ankle, so you've 3 weeks. Callum McWilliams could have played 30 minutes a day, but we decided to hold him because in many respects we're looking at a bigger picture, Francie. And, you know, we're taking away from the Scottish outfit, but at the same time, there's no point in playing a man and actually maybe him being injured. So the physio said to hold him the next day, so in many respects we're doing that. But plus, we're looking at 2017 in terms of a league and throne. If I use him today and lost him for the league, you know, it's not positive either.
So with today's performance, step up competition in places now for the final, obviously.
Very much so, because as I said, the boys come off the field there. You know, now picking a team for the final, that'll be an interesting one, because you have lads coming back. And you can see, you know, you have to run a bench. You know, it's not about 15 anymore, it's about your 15 plus in respect of any team. And we fortunately have that now. In the past, maybe it wasn't there, but it's now you can look and you can take any one man out of your subs and throw him in, and you know you do a job for you.
Yeah, and you have a good, there's a good hunger in the side.
Oh, it's incredible hunger. Saying, like, we've trained nearly 110 times this year. We've played 15 challenge games. Championship games in Tyrone were incredible, from Tati Ray, Bracca, Owen Rose. You know, games we could easily have lost. Castle Derry, by first championship game, could have lost it.
Yeah.
But there's a will to desire just to achieve something, and you can see that.
Yeah, you could see that.
It's evidential. When you're standing looking at the game, it's evidential. They want to get across the line, you know. And whilst they got a goal probably at a stage just before half time, you know, our boys still had that belief at 4 points up at half time, we can kick on.
And while the two boys, I know up front, get the scores, there's still a spread of scorers within this side.
There is, aye. There's different boys, you know, and I suppose that's another focus we'd be looking at this year, spreading the scores around. Because two men are easy closed down.
Yeah.
And in Croke Park, we're going to need a number of men scoring, not just two.
And Edith Tyrone haven't set the standard, like you're under pressure to deliver now.
Well, that's what we talked about as well, you know, the red jersey come out of that, you know, so having achieved last night. And it's a, you know, it's a privilege for any man to wear a county jersey in respect of a competition, and you know, our boys respond to the day. It's nice to wear your club jersey, but when you get a chance to wear the county one,
it's equally. And nicest of all to wear it before party.
It will be.
Darren O'Sullivan and Co. in the final now.
So we'll look at that when it comes to time. You know, we have a few guys in there who can probably challenge Darren in respect to his game too. So, but we'll not worry about him today.